by the grace of God this month, God will be speaking to us in various dimensions. My theme of this month is gaining new grounds, gaining new grounds. And God will cause us to gain grounds in the realm of the Spirit. God will cause us to gain grounds, gaining new 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 grounds. And God will cause us as a people to gain new grounds. God will begin to cause us to begin to have advancement in the realm of the Spirit. And God will cause us to begin to have advancement in the realm of the Spirit. So throughout this season, we'll be hearing from different dimensions, different aspects of what God is speaking in this season. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 13 verse 1. It's already on the slide, just scroll on the slide. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Joshua, God began to speak to him and said, You have done great things. We thank God for what you have done. You are old and stricken in years. You have become an aged man. He said, but there are yet more lands to be conquered. He said, there remains yet. There is still ground to cover. There is still ground to make. There is still new grounds to be possessed. There is still new horizons to get to. There is still new levels to achieve. There is still new levels to get to. There is still new ground. God was speaking to a man that has been his battle axe. A man that had walked with God. And God said, there still remains yet very much land to be possessed. And that's the question. That's what God is speaking to us in this season. That there is yet much to gain ground. As a church, there's much to gain ground. As individuals, there's much to gain ground. There's much to gain ground. You know, I believe he must have been in a position where he felt that everything was already achieved. I believe he must have been in a position where he thought everything was already determined. He must have been in a season where he thought, I've got to this level. But God came and met him and said, hey, mister, I know that Jericho has opened for you. I know that you have entered into Canaan. But there is yet remaining. So God's plan is for complete domination. God's plan was for complete takeover of Canaan. God's plan was that Canaan will be for God's people. And he said, yeah, remaining, yes, very much love to be conquered. I want to speak to us this morning that there remaining, yes, much love. There's much more that God desires for us. What does it mean to gain ground? To gain ground means to make advancement, to make progress, to grow and increase in capacity. When we talk of gaining ground, it means you are making progress. There's something. There's a new thing you are getting every season. As a Christian, you know, when we think of physical things, but I'm not going to be doing much of physical things. But more of gaining ground spiritually, gaining ground in the realm of the Spirit. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do to stay consistent, to stay in tune, in sync with God. He said to achieve more, to increase in prominence, to have bigger experiences. So God is saying that in this season, He wants His church to begin to gain new grounds, to begin to have new experiences in the realm of the Spirit, to begin to have increase in prominence, increase in spiritual prominence. Increase in capacity, increase in your understanding of God's mindset for us. Gaining new grounds. So that's what gaining new ground means. When we gain new grounds, that's what happens. When we gain new grounds, that's what happens. The Bible talked about the book of Acts chapter 6, verse 7. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. He said, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of priests are obedient to the faith. Acts chapter 19, verse 20 says, so mighty grew the word of God, and it prevailed. So God's plan is for gaining new grounds, increase. He said, the word of God increased, the word of God grew mightily, and prevailed. Now, Acts chapter 6, verse 7, something remarkable happened here. That was what happened to the apostles. The apostles got to a stage in the book of Acts chapter 6. If we go to Acts chapter 6, verse 1, you see that the apostles came to a place where they had plateaued. They came to a place of scarcity. They came to a place where they felt that they had achieved. They came to a place where they felt that everything was okay. You see, and in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Christians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Number two, it said, then the twelve apostles called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, it's not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Three, wherefore, brethren, look ye among these seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Verse four, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. Focus. They were focused in the ministry of the word. As this saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, the proselyte of Antioch. Number six, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they lay hands on them. Seven, said, and the word of God increased. Said, and the word of God gave new ground. The word of God gave new ground. Now, listen, they came to a place in church where they were okay. They came to a place in church where everything was normal, everything was going well. There was increase, there were things happening, you know. Many people have come to church, the Christians, different people were in church, different things were going on, and the focus went up. The focus of the church went up. The focus of the church went up. And they began to argue about things that didn't matter. And the apostle said, we have gone to a place where we feel so comfortable. But I don't think this is where God wants us to be. I don't think this is where God wants us to be. Okay, let's give these issues of the tables to other men so that we can devote ourselves to the ministry of prayer and the word. And immediately they did that, God took them to a new ground. God took them to a new experience. The Bible says, the word increased and the number of disciples multiplied greatly. They entered a new dimension. Listen, friends, there are certain times you need to understand that where we are is too small to where God wants us to be. Where we are is too small. Where we are is too small. But we can't live at that plateau. We can't be at that position. And that's what happened to the apostles. They knew that for God's word to greatly increase and multiply, for there to be a great company of men, they will be unsatisfied with where they are. To gain ground, we must be number one, unsatisfied. We must be unsatisfied with the current status quo. You must be unsatisfied with your spiritual state. You must be unsatisfied with where you are. You can't gain ground if you are not satisfied, if you are not unsatisfied with the status quo, with the position at which you are. Listen, you have been in church for long, that's great. You have been a believer for long, that's not exciting. But that's not what is current. What's current is, where are you in the place of God? Where are you currently in the place of God? Are you satisfied with the status quo? Are you satisfied with the situation? Are you comfortable with where it is? People that gave you grounds are men that have said, I'm not satisfied with where I am. Spiritually, I'm not satisfied. Physically, I'm not satisfied. There are new grounds to gain. Number two is a deep desire for more, a new experience. And that's why God came to Joshua and said, hey, Joshua, I know you are old. I know you are stricken with age. But there are grounds to give. There are grounds to possess. I said that God will say, oh, Joshua, you have done well. You have done well, well done. You have fought many battles for me. You have done greatly. He said, no, there are new grounds. There are new levels. There are new settles. There are new levels. God is always interested in taking men to new grounds. God is interested in taking us to new grounds in the realm of the spirit. There are new experiences God wants you to encounter. But you must be unsatisfied with your location. You must have a deep desire. You must have deep perception. Increasing capacity to perceive what God can do. You must perceive, you must see clearly that God can do it. God told Abraham, lift up your eyes. As far as you see, you possess. It depends on your possession. It depends on your perception. As far as you see, you can gain it. So what God is engineering in this season is that God wants us to increase our capacity to perceive what he can do. Number four is to think differently. The apostles decided to think differently. They said, hey, we give this matter to people. Can we get seven men that can do this business? So that we can focus on the matter that happens, the word and prayer, the dynamic of the word and prayer. And it will take us to a new experience. They thought differently. They thought differently. You need to think differently to gain new grounds. You need to embrace the word of God and activate. You need to partner with the Holy Spirit. You need to engage in prayer warfare. No new ground is gained without battle. Every new ground needs a new battle. Every new ground expects you to fight. Why do you think Joshua couldn't take the lands? I will show you that very soon. Because those new grounds, there must be battle for a new ground. You are going to a new class, there must be a battle. You are going to a new level, there must be a battle. You want to gain new grounds, you must have a battle for it. And battle for it is a place of prayer. So, to gain new grounds, we must engage in a prayer warfare. Can we go to my next slide? Get unsatisfied. Never get to a place where you are satisfied with your walk with God. Our brother said something this morning. He said, you examine yourself. Continually examine yourself. Continually put yourself in an examination. And say, Father, where am I in the place of God? Where am I? Never get satisfied with where we are. Listen, we thank God for the experiences of the past. But there's something in my inside saying there's more. There's more that God wants to show us. There's more new grounds that God wants to open for you. But the problem is that we have stayed so comfortable. We have been so comfortable with the family. I was telling somebody this week or last week, I said the spiritual must become a routine. As a Christian, the spiritual life must become a routine life. The physical life shouldn't be a routine. To fast and to pray should be a routine. It should become the spiritual. The spiritual lifestyle should become a routine lifestyle. How do you know? Check yourself. Number three, the passion for more should not be quenched with you. A spiritual hunger is what keeps you going. Spiritual hunger is what keeps you going. The hunger for new ground in the realm of the spirit is what keeps you going. Friends, the hunger for new ground, the hunger for a new experience, the hunger for a new encounter with God is what keeps you going. I came to a place in my life and I said, I got tired of the church. A new experience, a new encounter with God. That's what I need. That's what takes us to the next level. That's a new ground. You must come to a
voice where you say, I'm tired of this so-and-so, and I want to experience God. I want to see God. I want to see Him. I want to encounter Him. I want to see a new experience. I saw Him in 2017 or 2020, wherever you saw Him. But there's something new. I want to encounter Him. I want Him to touch me. I want Him to encounter me. I want Him to see me as I am. So that's our desire this season, that God will bring us to a new ground. We must be unsatisfied. If your spiritual hunger is dead, then it's a dangerous thing. When a man's spiritual hunger, when a Christian's spiritual hunger to see God invade their lives goes down, then we need to check it. We must continually ask the question, what more? That's what happened in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. And David spoke to the man that stood by him, saying, what must be done? The question, you must keep asking your question, what for? David said, what happens to the man that kills the Philistine and takes the reproach from Israel? David came into the battleground. I will be speaking about that later in the month. Engaging battle to take new grounds. David came to the battleground and asked them, what more? What should we do? David was a boy that had killed a deer. He had killed a lion. He could have been satisfied. David could have been satisfied with that status quo. David could have said, I'm staying here. I've done lions. I've killed a lion with my bare hands. I killed a bear with my hands. So it's okay. But he knew that this was new ground. David understood that this was new ground. That's why he kept asking himself, what will happen to the man that takes him out? What will happen to this man that takes him out? God did not move until a man asked that question. God did not talk to them for 40 days, for a month. Goliath was on them. You know, sometimes there are questions that keep asking. The Goliath is asking, what will you do? But we must engage in prayer. We must be unsatisfied where we are and say, Father, what must be done to take this one out? We must start asking ourselves those questions. David said, what must be done to take this out? What must be done to become giant killers? What must be done to take Goliath out of the sea? What will they do to him? He kept asking this question till he embarrassed his brothers. His brothers were in the shop. He kept asking the question. There are times you need to keep asking the question. You need to keep asking the question of your life. You need to keep asking the question of your destiny. You need to keep asking the question of the church. You need to keep asking the question of your work with God. Lord, where next? What is it in my life that I need to climb to? And God will begin to engineer that passion and begin to engineer that drive to seeking Him. So this morning, God will be waiting for people who will say to God, more of you. Who will say, I'm unsatisfied with where I am. I need new grounds. Men that will say, I'm unsatisfied with what is happening in my life. Take me to new grounds. Men that will say, I want a new walk with God. I want a new encounter with God. I need new grounds. New grounds in your career, new grounds in your relationship, new grounds, new grounds, new grounds. There are new grounds for you to possess. There are new grounds for you to possess. I'll finish with Joshua chapter 14, 6 to 15. Joshua chapter 14, 6 to 15. That was talking about a contemporary of Joshua. Joshua chapter 14, 6 to 15. It said, the children of Judah came unto Joshua and Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee. He was talking to Joshua. He said, concerning me and you, you know what the man of God said. The man of God, Moses, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy the land, and I brought him word again, as it was my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord thy God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereupon thy feet had trodden shall be thy inheritance, and the children forever, because thou hast wholly followed me, the Lord. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive. And he said, this 45 years, even since the Lord spake his word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. Now, and lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in that day. Now, if you go to my slide, you see it. It said, and as yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. Caleb was almost in his 80s. He came and told Joshua, me and you, you remember when we went into the land? He said, that land was promised to me by the servant Moses. I'm 80 years now, but I have the same tenacity to take it. Now, if you look through scriptures, you would think that the Anakims were defeated. You would think that the land was taken. You would think that when they entered Canaan land, everything was gone. No, no, no. Some lands are not taken. The land of the giants were not taken. Where the Anakims are, that was where Caleb said, I'm taking that one. It was prophesied to me, I'm taking hold of that new ground. As tenacious as I was 40 years ago, I still have the hunger, I still have the desire, I still have the strength for new grounds. Now that's what happened to Caleb. I want us to be on our feet. I don't know how you desire new things in your life, in your work with God. Caleb said, I need new grounds. I want the mountain. We are able to drive out the Anakims, the men of giants. They were still in the land. And that's why God said, there's still more land to possess. I want you to pray for yourself and say, Lord, increase my passion, increase my heart desire, increase my passion, increase my tenacity, my capacity to perceive in this season. Lord, take me to higher ground. Take me to higher ground. Take me to higher ground in my walk with you. I don't know your level, your journey with God, but I want you to pray and say, Father, take me to higher ground in my journey with you. Take me to higher ground in my journey with you. There's higher ground. There's somewhere God is expecting us to get to, that God will take you to higher ground.